Welcome to our expanded audio coverage of the 33rd Annual Sun and Fun Fly-In 2007 in Lakeland, Florida. Brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Learn more at bose.com/headset and by Oregon Aero Upgrade Kits, available now at Oregon Aero. Uh-oh, Sun and Fun 2007 is winding down in Lakeland, Florida, but we hope you've enjoyed our expanded audio coverage this year, but we have one more great audio feature for you gathered at this year's event. AvWeb's Editor-in-Chief Chad Troutfetter sat down with Embraer's North American Vice President of Sales and Marketing, Ernest Edwards, at this year's Sun and Fun. He started out by explaining how Embraer became involved in business aviation.
Embraer first got involved in business aviation, of course, with the Legacy. It was called the Legacy Aircraft until about 18 months ago when it was rebranded to the Legacy 600. That rebranding came about because of improvements that we did to the airplane's interior as well as exterior. Drag reduction, additional performance, better fuel specifics out of the engine, 41,000 foot certification, Wi-Fi inside the cabin for internet connection, and a host of other improvements. So rebranding it to Legacy 600 made sense. The Legacy came about because we identified a market niche for a cabin size this big as a Legacy, but in a price category of the super midsize jets. So in January of 2000, a company by the name of Swift Aviation Group placed the initial order for 25 Legacy aircraft, and so the product was born. Since then, and in March of 2007, we actually delivered the 100th Legacy. It's called Legacy 600. But that spurred us along to identify and analyze the executive jet market and see what other opportunities were in there. And as we delved deeper and deeper into it, we realized that there was a market potential for an aircraft that a company like Embraer could build with high utilization, high life cycles in mind, economics of scale. And pursuant to our desire to build airplanes that are in a price category of one airplane but sit in a size category of the one above it, it made absolute sense to us to launch the Phenom 100 and the Phenom 300 as we did in October 05. The Phenom 100, although it is priced in the very light jet category and has a range of a very light jet, its cabin actually is in a light jet class, selling at 2.85. The Phenom 100 selling at 2.85 compares to perhaps a Citation Jet 1 or a Citation Jet 1 Plus, selling at maybe $4.5 million, depending on the equipment. So we're offering a cabin size in one category, but a pricing strategy in a lower category. And so it followed with the Phenom 300. Again, a large cabin that's more commensurate with the CJ3 cabin class, the Beach Jet 400, but yet in a price category beneath that. So the Phenom 300 was born and will start delivering in 2009, mid-year of 2009, the Phenom 100 in mid-year of 2008.
According to Edwards, the Brazilian aircraft manufacturer is on track with its Phenom 100 very light jet program.
We mated the fuselage to the wing about 10 days ago. It went very, very smooth. It went on the first effort. There was no sledgehammering, there was no crowbarring, everything slipped in just nicely, and of course, I'm being facetious, we don't normally use sledgehammers and crowbars, but everything went in very, very nicely, and it's a testimony to Kadam Katia that we use within all our manufacturing.
He notes the Phenom 300 light jet program is also on schedule.
Just started cutting metal on the Phenom 300 just last month in March. And that's geared for assembly and first flight a year after the Phenom 100, which will probably be the 300 will fly in about July of 09, the 100 will fly in about July of 08. of 07, excuse me.
Embraer is also developing the Lineage 1000, which is an executive version of its Embraer 190 regional jet.
We're very, very pleased with the results of the Lineage 1000. We announced that in eBase in Europe in May of last year. We took several orders at the show, and we've taken several more orders since then. And again, you know, it's another unique situation. We've got an airplane that sits in the category of a $54 million, $68 million airplane, meaning the ultra-wide wide-body aircraft like the BBJ and the Airbus Elite, but yet in a price category that's somewhere between a Gulfstream 450 at about $34 million and an Airbus Elite at about $48 million. The Lineage 1000 sits right there at just under $41 million in January of 06 economic conditions. 4,200 nautical miles, up to 19 passenger capacity, and it's doing very, very well.
As if three airplanes in development weren't quite enough, Embraer is considering adding both a superlight and mid-sized twin jet to its lineup.
You know, I know our chairman, our president and CEO, Maurizio Battaglio, has alluded to that in a couple of public announcements. And I'm just as keen as everybody else to add more aircraft to our family of jets. No final decision has yet been made. We keep evaluating the products that we're looking at, and each time we take it to the chairman, he says, I want it better than this. And each time we go back, it's better than the last time we showed him. And we're going to show him an airplane one day that he's going to finally say, that is a world beater. Let's go ahead and build it. And we will build it. Hopefully, we'll announce it this year, but I don't know that for certain.
We'll be right back with more of our on-location coverage at Sun & Fun 2007, brought to you by Oregon Aero, now offering the complete solution to painful, noisy aviation headsets with its new headset upgrade kits. Oregon Aero upgrade kits eliminate pain and pressure, improve intelligibility, and keep head and ears cool and dry. And by the Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one the sixth consecutive year by Professional Pilots 2006 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clear audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Now back to our conversation with Embraer's Ernest Edwards on location at Sun & Fun. Embraer holds orders for more than 400 FANAM, some of which are fleet orders for air taxi firms and, interestingly, fractional providers.
When you add up the fleet orders from our great customers like Avantair, Magnum Jet, Jetbird in Europe, Magnum Jet here in the U.S., Eagle Creek, and others, they tally about 170 airplanes, which is pretty impressive in and of itself, that these companies with startup business models, in the case of Magnum Jet and Jetbird, would place their faith and trust in Embraer. But in addition to that, another 230 orders from individual buyers gives us huge comfort, and we believe huge recognition as to the confidence that the marketplace is in Embraer being able to build and produce the aircraft they say they will build and produce.
Is that a lot of owner operators or a lot of corporate operators?
In the case of the Phenom 100, it's mostly owner operators and entrepreneurs, independently wealthy people. The VLJ is a unique market. Our aircraft being at 2.85 is almost disposable income for a lot of people. And we're finding that at shows like Sun and Fun, the equestrian events that we've been to, NASCAR races that we visited, and other NBAA jet preview shows, we find that. People walk up to us, see the Phenom 100, ask a bunch of questions, find out what the price is, find out what the range circles are out of their respective airports, and put down a $50,000 non-refundable deposit. I won't say on the spot, but certainly within a week. It's one of the smallest or one of the shortest sales cycle I've seen of any product in any of the companies I've worked for in the past. It's a very unique situation. It's like having a second home. If an individual has already got the home in New York, the home in Aspen, and he now wants to get to both homes, Coming up with round numbers, $3 million is not a big issue. And, of course, if it's financed, it breaks out to $15,000, $20,000 a month. And that's very attainable to many, many, many people.
Phenom 300 customers aren't quite as spontaneous, though.
Phenom 300, on the other side of the coin, is a little more, it's a little more considered purchase. The Phenom 300 at $6,650,000 is a larger airplane. It will carry up to 9 passengers, depending on how you have it configured. It'll go 1,800 miles. It'll cruise at 0.78. It'll fly at 45,000 feet. It will be single pilot certified. The jury is not in yet as to whether people will fly the airplane single pilot, or whether they'll fly dual pilot, or whether they'll just have a mentor pilot. But at $6,650,000, it's a little more than disposable income, and decision making process on the Phenom 300 is more standard. Let's say. It's a longer decision-making process.
Embraer brought a Phenom 300 mock-up to this year's Sun and Fun. What's the company's strategy here at the show?
I'm smiling as you're asking the question, because last year at Sun and Fun, nobody knew who Embraer was, including the organizers. And we found ourselves way out of left field at the car park, and people who came here trying to find us actually had to look for us. And it's ironic that, you know, once the public at large and the organizers themselves realized who Embraer was, what we did, what we were producing, what we intended to produce in the future, when we reapplied to come back a second time, and this is our second year, we were greeted with open arms, and we've been given a fabulous spot right in the middle of the show. What's our intention? Our intention is to expose the Phenom 300 this year. Last year we had the Phenom 100 mock-up. This year the Phenom 300, the intent is to expose the mock-up to as many people as we can. It's all part of the general branding and public awareness that Embraer are looking for.
Despite the bad spot it had at Sun and Fun last year, Embraer still sold several jets there.
We did. It was a reward for the hunters who came looking for us. They finally found us, liked what they saw, and purchased airplanes. It was very, very good for everybody. We hope to do better this year. We have a better place.
AvWeb's editor-in-chief Chad Troutfetter speaking with Embraer's North American VP of Sales and Marketing, Ernest Edwards, on location at Lakeland, Florida. We hope you've enjoyed our expanded audio coverage from 2007 Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida. And for a whole lot more in breaking aviation news, always log on to avweb.com. Today's expanded audio coverage was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Learn more at bose.com/headset. And by Oregon Aero Upgrade Kits, available now at Oregon Aero. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast on Friday, April 27th. For the AvWeb Audio News Team, on location in Lakeland, Florida, this is Mike Blakeney reporting.